Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips and chat, just catch the full show, plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on Monday at 1 p.m, with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. But for now, enjoy the Happy Hour podcast. Oh yes, it's that time again. The Happy Hour is here with your mix of conversations around sight loss, well-being and staying happy. Allowed on RNIB Connect Radio. You're listening to the Happy Hour with Holly and Paulina.
Yes, we're here for the next hour, bringing you the latest conversations around sight loss, mental health, well-being, and much, much more.
And on today's show, we are going to chat connecting through social media to combat loneliness and find a supportive network. And Andy Shipley will return to help us connect with the world around us with the latest Sensory Odyssey exercise.
So we'll have a nice quiet moment to do that one together at the very end. Now, there's been a lot of buzz around rugby lately because of Six Nations. So I'll be speaking with Strathmore Community Rugby Trust about their newly launched VI Rugby Sessions in Scotland. Now, that's coming up shortly after Everything I Own and Boy George. You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free. You set me. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Let's chat sport. Staying active can be a great way to not only look after our health and well-being, but also to socialize and meet new people. So today we're hearing all about a new project that is inviting visually impaired people to give rugby a go. And to tell me everything, I'm joined now by Maggie Laurie from Strathmore Community Rugby Trust. Maggie, it is so nice to have you here with me.
Oh, thank you very much for having us along.
So tell me a little bit more about this project. It's quite new. It launched recently.
Yeah, we've only been running for a few weeks. We're the first organisation in Scotland to bring visually impaired or VI rugby up here. So we're really excited to give people an opportunity to try something new. It's a game that's been successfully played and introduced down in England and in Wales, with quite a few professional teams having VI teams that train alongside. The hope is to try and get a wee training session going up in Scotland with regular attendance, and to give people up here the opportunity to play.
Oh, it sounds amazing, because rugby is quite a popular sport in the UK. But how do the adaptations work when you are visually impaired and you are playing rugby? Because I imagine it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a wee bit different. I think we've worked in partnership with an organisation called the Change Foundation, who are the ones that developed VI Rugby. When they were developing it, one of the bits of feedback that they got from people that were playing sports with a visual impairment was that they wanted a game that was as close to the rules of the game as possible, and mimic. They found a lot of VI sport, the adaptations that had to be made just made the sport look completely different to what the original game was. So with that in mind, they've done a really good job, I think, of keeping the rugby elements in the game. So the game is played seven aside, and it's the one big difference is that it's touch rugby that's used rather than full contact rugby, and that's from a safety point of view. The ball that we use has got ball bearings and a bell on it, so when it travels, it's audible, and players wear numbered bibs. So that there's either a coach or a referee that's in charge of each game, and they are really important to describe what's going on the pitch for everyone that's playing, and to give people an idea of where they are on the pitch. So the reason you've got a number bib is that the ref, for example, will shout yellow seven, you're offside, and whoever's wearing that number will know that they at the start of their yellow seven. The game has a mixture of rules that takes a wee bit from rugby union and a little bit from rugby league, but there's uncontested scrums, uncontested lineouts, so it's very much similar. It's similar to the two codes of rugby as you can get, basically.
I love that. And I imagine because it's not as rough in this case, anyone can really join in, because I feel like sometimes rugby feels a bit like a lad's sport.
Yeah, no, it's open to men and women. We are targeting adults with our game at the moment. We were advised to kind of do that to start off with. But hopefully if things goes well, we'll be able to get a kid's or a junior section going as well. But yeah, it's because it's touch rugby, it can be played, it takes out that contact element, so it's almost like a bit more of an elaborate sort of game of tig, I guess, for want of a better word. But yeah, no, it's really accessible and to everybody.
And I imagine it can also allow quite a variety of vision loss, because people, obviously, sight loss is a spectrum. So how do you adapt for that?
Yeah, so it's the Change Foundation have worked in partnership with British Blind Sport to use their categorisation system that they use. So as a community level, we can have anyone playing, and we just... we adapt the sessions as well as we can to the person's needs coming along. If we're to get to a competition level, British Blind Sport have categories from B1 to B5, where I believe B1 is someone that has got almost total sight loss, and B5 could be someone that is maybe only got sight loss in one eye, for example. And so at competition level, they restrict from a safety point of view to play to be someone that's categorised between a B2 and a B4. But at community level, we open the doors to anyone if they're keen.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because it's just a bit more open and anyone can really try it. So let's talk about trying it. Where is it happening? Where can we go and try rugby, and what day, I guess, as well?
So the sessions take place on a Sunday morning at Forfar Community Campus, which is in Angus. But when we were looking at putting the sessions on, one of the things that we've made sure we consider is to make sure the sessions are on a bus route. So there's direct bus links from throughout Angus and also Dundee to Forfar Community Campus. So it's open to anyone that can get themselves to the sessions, basically. We're quite happy if people want to or maybe a wee bit unsure about where they're going and want a wee bit of a help, just to get in touch with us, and we can offer a meet and greet service off the bus, for example, or at the sports centre. Just please, we would encourage people just to get in touch, and we'll do everything we can to help people get along to the sessions. So,
oh, brilliant! So, how do we get in touch? What would be the best way?
So there's a few different ways. You can get in touch via our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Our Facebook pages, if you just search for Strathmore Community Rugby Trust, Instagram and Twitter are Strathcom Trust, if I remember rightly. We've also got a website and email addresses. So the website is just strathmoretrust.co.uk. And if you email info@strathmoretrust.co.uk, we are quite happy to, we'll give you all the information you need.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Maggie. I hope you get a massive uptake and get to the competition level before you know it. But in the meantime, it's been lovely chatting on RNIB Connect Radio, and let's catch up in the future and see how the sessions are going.
Super. Thank you very much.
Wake Up Boo by Boo Radleys on RNIB Connect Radio. It's the happy hour with Holly and Paulina.
Now, Holly, we were obviously listening to that conversation I had earlier about VI rugby, and I have one question for you, because I feel like it's an interesting one. Would you prefer to do touch rugby, so the version they obviously do there, which is a bit safer, I think it's a nice one, or would you prefer to try like actual rugby, like rough and tumble?
Now, I've never tried either, so I can't actually comment on what they are like, but I think I want to say actual rugby, but I think within about 30 seconds I would be like, no, I really don't like this, get me off. So as a safe option, I'm gonna go touch rugby, but maybe I'd like to say I would do actual rugby. Now, you know me, it's probably not going to be that though, is it?
Yeah, but it would be fun to try it, I think. Now, we still have a few things coming up on the show, don't we, Holly?
Yep, we'll have our music therapy moment at the very end of the show, where one of today's guests will return to share a track that means a lot to them.
And we'll have some great music, of course, as well, and a really great conversation coming up as Stephen Noblin chats benefits of connecting through Facebook.
Now, that's next after Kylie Minogue.
Dance. It's all I want to do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? I'll get inside your groove, because I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts when you get too close, but baby, it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more, even if it throws you to the fire.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB run local Facebook groups where you can find other people with sight loss to connect with, make new friends, and get involved in everything RNIB are doing in your area. Our Ellie Marsh has been speaking to a member of the Northwest group to see how the group has helped him.
Losing your sight can be a difficult time for people, and finding a community of people who understand what you're going through and are there to support you and each other can be something that's really, really helpful at this time. I'm joined now by Stephen Noblin, who, since losing his sight not that long ago, has found friendship and support in the RNIB Northwest Facebook group. Thank you very much for joining me, Stephen. So can you tell us a little bit about what it was like when you first started losing your sight, before you were on the Facebook group? How were you feeling, and how did the Facebook group, when you found it, help you?
I didn't even know I'd lost my sight, actually, to be honest. I was on my mobility scooter going down the road, and I just felt like I had it, like a bit of grit in my eye. And then I went down to a local optometrist, and he had a look at my eyes, and he was like looking at my eyes, and he said, can you see out of your right eye? And I just said, no, I can't see a thing really. And then when he told me that I was going to go blind, I just burst out in tears really.
And people say that it can be quite a lonely experience to lose your sight. Did you feel lonely at that time before you found the Facebook group?
Well, I suffer with mental health anyway, so I have like depression and anxiety. And so it's just a natural thing, you know, when you suffer with that sort of thing. I think it was more like a bereavement, really, I would say. I didn't really know what was going on. Even got in touch with the RNIB.
So when you found the RNIB local group, what did that give you in terms of support and a support group and friends as well? On the post that you posted a few weeks ago, you said that you found some friends through the Facebook group. So how did that help you then at that time?
Before I started making friends on there, I just found it a bit more easier to understand and that, because they're going through the same thing. So I just found that, you know, a lot easier to deal with.
And then did you start speaking to people through the page and making friends with people?
Yeah, I did.
What was that like then? Because sometimes social media can get a bit of a bad reputation about, you know, it's all negative and it's all horrible, but there is positive sides as well, like the Facebook groups. So how did that help you, and how has those friendships sort of blossomed through that?
I don't even know how it came about, actually, to be honest, because, I mean, I'm quite easygoing anyway at the beginning, but a bit cautious about meeting people, especially when I've not really met them face to face. When I started talking to someone and just telling them how I was feeling, I felt there was instant connection with everybody.
Why do you think that was?
Because they were going through the same thing as myself. And, you know, I mean, I've spoken to blind people before, but I didn't really have any connection with them. So
what would you say to somebody who's maybe just lost their sight or is feeling lonely or depressed? What would you say to them about the RNIB Facebook groups to encourage them to go out and get and connect with other people who understand what they're going through?
I would tell them, like anyone that's going through sight loss or anything, I would say to them, please get in touch with RNIB. And they're very helpful. They're, you know, I've had people phone me up every day to see how I'm doing, even asking me, you know, is there anything they can do for me? And I found that quite helpful.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the Facebook groups and the RNIB have been helpful for you, and that you felt supported by the RNIB.
Oh yeah, I like the I do like the Facebook one, but then there again, I like to speak to people face to face or over the phone and that, you know what I'm saying? But I found, to be honest, I did find that the going down to this blind club, which is independent, it's like I did find that they've all got a sense of humour in there, really. Mm-hmm. And they said it's best that you do try to keep your sense of humour, even though you might not feel like laughing.
Well, that's a really good message to take home, I think, Stephen. Keep finding the funny side, even if you don't feel like laughing. I like that. Absolutely. Well, Stephen, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us a bit of your story.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ellie and Marsh there. And it was so nice to hear that Stephen managed to make some connections and some new friends. Now, you are listening to The Happy Hour with Paulina, myself, and my friend Holly. Now, Holly, what is coming up? Let's have a tease.
We've got some Bryan Adams coming up, and after that, it's time to wind down with this month's Sensory Odyssey.
Now, this time we're expanding our awareness of the space around us.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, let's reconnect with the world around us with the latest Sensory Odyssey. Andy, take it away.
Hi, I'm Andy Shipley, and welcome to the third of my Sensory Odyssey exercises being featured by the RNIB Happy Hour show. Often we spend a lot of time distracted by what's going on in our heads. Really don't even notice what's going on even beneath our noses. So this exercise is really about just focusing on what's happening right up close and personal to us. The smells, the sounds, the textures beneath our feet. Although these sensations can be quite subtle, for me, they're often quite transformational. The feeling of the warmth of the sun, my skin, can instantly make me feel better. Or the breeze just caressing my cheek can just really improve my sense of well-being and contentment. Welcome to day 3 of my 14-day sensory odyssey. Expanding your awareness of the space around your body. Having found your spot, close your eyes. Allow your weight to sink towards the ground, feeling gravity's pull. Allow your attention to drift down through your body, imagining roots sprouting through the soles of your feet, penetrating the earth and extending down to intertwine with the roots and fungal threads that are interlaced just beneath the surface. Notice how connected you feel. Held in place, part of the land and the wide round earth. Now become aware of the space just next to your skin, around your entire body. Notice any smells that may occur in this space. Notice any sensations on your skin. Notice the sounds you hear in close proximity to your skin. Now bring your attention back to your roots, holding you in connection with the land and the earth. Unravel them from the network of roots and fungal threads and withdraw them into your feet. Now, when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. You can repeat this as often as you like. If you'd like to spend a little more time exploring and immersing these close-up sensations, I'll be holding an online workshop on the 31st of March, starting at 7:30 in the evening. If you'd like to find out more about my work or check out my 14-day sensory odyssey, you can find me at www.natural-inclusion.org. So until the next time, stay sensational.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio, and that's the end of today's show. Thank you so much for keeping Holly and myself company.
And we have a special surprise, as we'll be back with a brand new episode next week.
Yes, we will. Make sure to join us, and we'll be baking some scones with blind pastry chef Amin Chola.
It's time for us to sign off and leave you with today's music therapy moment, which will be presented by Andy Shipley from Natural Inclusion.
Now remember, if you'd like to feature on the Happy Hour and share a song that means a lot to you, you can get in touch via our email. It's radio@rnab.org.uk.
And we'll see you on the show next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, it's Andy Shipley from Natural Inclusion. What I'd like to invite you to listen to are two things. My choice of music is Slip Into Something a Little More Comfortable by Kenobi. And I love this track because it just transports me into exotic places, really. South Pacific Islands, desert landscapes, tropical rainforests all come up for me when I listen to this, as well as being overcome by an overwhelming feeling of well-being and contentment. The other thing I'd like you to listen to is the song of the wren. It's one of the smallest birds in our country, but it has the loudest and one of the most beautiful songs in my view, and deserves to spend a little time just listening to it. So here's Kenobi with Slip Into Something a Little More Comfortable.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips, and our chat, just catch the full show plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the Happy Hour podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.